Can you say revolution? That's in the making.
God might be answering our prayers by allowing things to get a lot worse before they can get better, by really letting people see we really are heading into 1984, aren't we?
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, we get an update from Curtis Bowers, who has monitored the rush to Marxism in America and ultimately the rush to the one world system. What are we to make of our new administration? And where is it taking the U.S. and the world? Here is today's programming.
In the cancel culture, what they're doing is trying to silence anyone that doesn't agree. Well, that's what Marxist regimes have always done. Usually you got sent to the gulag or you got a bullet in your head, but they always silenced opposition. You were never allowed to speak freely in a totalitarian regime. Even the book 1984 by George Orwell, you know, they were always watching, always listening, always just everyone was in fear that they might say something they shouldn't. They might be exposed and then they're going to pay for that if they do. I mean, that's the world we're entering in America. But here's a couple key things. Wokeism is a Marxist-inspired movement that started off with well-intentioned people that wanted to stop racism and social injustice. And it has now morphed into a culture that seeks to silence all those that disagree, just like I was saying. At first, using social humiliation. Remember the videos of the people eating at restaurants and the crowd would come around them and start just humiliating them because they didn't have their mask on or they wouldn't say Black Lives Matter or whatever, all these different things. It's a mob rule mentality. But then we saw it transition last summer from just being humiliation to being violent, burning down buildings, killing people. Antifa and Black Lives Matter, those riots.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio. We have watched America rush to socialism and ultimately to globalism now for some time, and most certainly since January 20th of this year. I'm reminded that I'm compelled to keep my audience apprised of our approaching loss of freedom and, quite frankly, the rush to tyranny that's going on. And you may say this is sensationalism or even conspiracy theory. Well, I would disagree if you think that might be the case, because I think the facts on the ground are pretty obvious. The one who interprets this perhaps best, and with the biblical worldview as well, is a frequent guest here on Understanding the Times Radio, and that would be Curtis Bowers. And he's producer of the Agenda DVD that we have carried for years now. I'm going to cover some topics found in the Agenda DVD, but more specifically and more currently in his Agenda Weekly platform. I'll say more about that into the programming here. That's an online video platform. I'll tell you how to sign up for that and encourage you to do that here as we move into the programming. This is a very serious hour again. The level of tyranny going on, it's just extremely grave. And I think the thing that shocks most of us is how fast it has happened. And we talked a little bit about that last week, even with Pastor Jack Hibbs. He uses the word suddenly in an end time context. Things that are going to happen in the last days, according to the Bible, happen suddenly. Curtis Bowers, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jan, for having me on.
In one of your updates, you quote Trevor Loudon, your friend, and I consider him a friend as well, saying that if Lenin were in the White House, he would do exactly what the Biden-Harris team is doing, and that includes dividing the enemy and a massive power grab that can never be overthrown. What else do you see that Lenin would be doing right now?
He would be doing what Marxists always do. One, they want to guarantee they can't lose power. So that's HR1.
Yes, where you
get control of elections. Like Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes.
That's right.
So if you get a system where you can be in control of that, then you guarantee yourself long-term power. That's always a key strategy. Secondly, you want to silence opposition. That's HR5. Silencing the church and telling them they do not have a right to believe what they want to believe. They must conform to the culture. They must accept whatever they say is right. So we just see an all-out attack just the way Marxists always do it. And then so many different things we'll talk about over this hour that show that is the direction we're heading.
Yeah. Well, you say, quoting you, this is a communist revolution. Obviously, it's something you have documented in your films. Say more about that here in a minute. But as you say, Marxism destroys so it can rebuild. We're watching that destruction process. This goes hand in hand with the cancel culture. The cancel culture silences anyone who disagrees. And this is what I'm deducing from watching your various updates. I think you think that the left today wants to create a Marxist utopia, right?
Yes, and that might sound extreme to some people, but here is how you do that. If you study the last 100 years and look at all the totalitarian regimes, you see how they did that. One of the key things is you eliminate the freedom of speech, which, of course, that's what the woke culture is doing. When you don't have the freedom to speak your beliefs, your opinions, that level of control is totalitarian, and it's always the first step. Once you can silence them, then you can start to control them. I've just studied for 20, 30 yes. years the left, and I've studied what they did in Romania and Poland and Hungary and Russia and what Hitler did and all these different regimes, and that's how they all came about. They didn't start totalitarian at first. They got the levers of power, and then all of a sudden things started changing quickly.
This is you talking about the 100 years of slowly getting into positions of influence and changing from within.
Well, they're able to pull that off because of what I talk about in the agenda, Grinding America Down, the film. If you haven't seen it, you need to. This has been 100 years of slowly getting into positions of influence to change the people from within. That's what's happened. So it takes a couple generations of being in control of education to slowly dumb the system down where they would accept something like that without going, what are you talking about? And to have trained enough teachers in the teachers' colleges and things to buy into Marxist philosophy and this radicalization of everything to believe, oh, that's what we should be about. It doesn't matter if we educate the kids or not. We didn't need to teach them to be warriors to create a communist America. But that's how it's happened, Josh. It's taken decades to do this. And it appears to be just jumping up in our face, but that's not the case. It's been a slow slide down into the pit, but we're finally arriving to go, where are we? What kind of world are we living in?
Curtis Bowers, it seems like the root of the problem would be the American education system. Am I right?
Yes, that's fundamental. Every totalitarian in world history has always first sought to get the minds and hearts and souls of the young people on their side. That's what Hitler did. He was not a radical when he first came to power. He just said, I want to be in charge of the curriculum. That's what they do, and it makes sense. That's what the Bible says. It's a biblical principle that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Sure.
He wanted us to influence the next generation through the family and church so that truth would keep growing and growing. But once we started giving our children to the other side to raise, not realizing how they were tainting the way they saw the world and destroying their biblical worldview, then we're awakening to go, whoa, what's happened? And that's where we are.
You suggest that this is the new administration I'm referring to. You suggest that they are extinguishing America by executive order. Let's look at that for a minute. This happens to be one of your presentations on the Agenda Weekly. And folks, you can sign up for that at agendaweekly.com. That's $5 a month. I just signed up, correct, Curtis?
That's correct.
Yeah, $5 a month at agendaweekly.com. You suggest that they're extinguishing America by executive order, and you say that some of these policies are suicidal. Give us some example. Well, what policies are suicidal? The climate policies? We're going to get to immigration here in a minute, but let's hold off on that for a second. What other ones are suicidal?
One would be stopping your country from being energy independent,
right.
Setting things up where you have to be dependent, not just on others, but your enemies for your energy, which you have to have energy to keep the whole system running. In the schools, teaching our children, the primary focus now, the younger years, is to teach them the reality they might not be a boy or a girl like they thought they were. They might be the opposite of that or something in between. And now there's 550 different possibilities of
right.
what they might be biologically. That is self-destruction when that's the focus of what you're doing with your children.
Yeah, it's also making us a third world country. But I want to talk for a minute here about immigration, because immigration issues are about undermining our country and making it poor. They want amnesty. They want poor people, because poor people are going to vote for leftist candidates. Let me just play another short clip of you here. You explain this immigration madness that's going on, and you say it's about making our country poor. Now, I think what it's about is Cloward and Piven. These are two socialist communists from the 1960s who came up with the Cloward and Piven plan to overthrow the social welfare system and cause it to collapse, and then therefore it'll collapse into socialism and then communism.
This first issue, immigration, Biden wants amnesty for every single illegal in the country. He is stopping the travel ban from specific Muslim countries. He wants to bring in as many as possible, stop deportations. What is this all about?
It's about undermining our country, making it poor. One of the key goals of every policy also is poverty. The poorer people are, the more unlikely they are to rise up against you, because they're so worrying about the day-to-day needs of what are we going to eat today? What are we going to do? And they usually start to get dependent on the government because of the poverty. So they can't rebel against the government that's feeding them or helping them be fed. So it just enslaves them in entitlements. I mean, just think for a minute. Stopping immigration enforcement, stopping criminals from being removed from our country that are here illegally. Everyone is against that. Everyone. There's not a Democrat that would go, yeah, that's a good thing, besides the radical elites that try to make it seem like it's popular and everyone feels like this. No one wants the murderers and the rapists that are in our country right now illegally and have been convicted even to be able to stay in our country when they're released from prison. Nobody wants that. Not one person. Except the elites. And so you go, okay, why do they want something that doesn't make any sense? It's because they have an agenda. And it's total destruction of our wonderful country. All their policies are trying to get America to commit suicide.
Help us understand this, Curtis Bowers, because all of these politicians, I'm sure they have kids and grandkids. I'm sure they'd like to have a future for these kids and grandkids and others in their life who are meaningful to them. And yet, as you say, they are conducting a suicide of a country knowingly, willingly. One of the many things we've already talked about, energy. We're going to lose our First Amendment rights here any day. But this immigration, help us understand this.
I think the average Democratic politician, they see it as more votes. So they're looking very short-sighted at this, because they know 99% of those are going to vote Democrat, because the Democrats are the one promising to give you a lot of stuff for free. So they're looking so short-term and naive in thinking that it's not going to have longer-term consequences. The elites that are behind the scenes, they own the six companies that own 90% of all media. They know it will cause America to collapse. They see the big picture, the long-term picture, and that's their goal. They've talked about for 100 years, Jan. I've read so many books over the last 100 years that were written talking about if we want world government, America has got to go. We can't have this free beacon sitting there that just makes every other country look like, oh, that's what we want to be like. They can't have that there. So that's why, whether it's the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, whether it's the globalist groups, the World Health Organization, and all the other ones, they're all focused on what can we do to weaken America? What can we do to impoverish America? What can we do to put more regulations on America? Because they want world government. As you know, that's the focus of your show, talking about the biblical prophecies that are coming to pass from Revelation as we speak. And with America there, that's not possible. That's why it's so focused satanically on that agenda. And I think Satan has blinded many of them to how they're destroying themselves. It is a spiritual blindness. Because like you said, that was my first question when I first started studying this years ago. Why would they want to destroy the very country they live in?
Exactly.
And John Stormer, who was a wise man that you know as well, wrote a great book. He told me, Curtis, it is a spiritual blindness. Okay. In their rebellion against God, he has blinded them to the obvious that they are destroying themselves.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from the Deep South, Curtis Bowers. We've carried the Agenda Twin Pack DVD for years now. It's in our online store, olivetreeviews.org. olivetreeviews.org. Give my office a call. Get on our newsletter list where we often offer these products. Curtis Bowers, this is a pretty blunt question. Who do you think is running the country? I think we've watched Mr. Biden in some of his public appearances, though they've been extremely rare. We've watched him stumble, in some cases literally, and I don't think that he's capable of running the country. Who do you think is?
It's many of the elite, the people that have the money to put these different people in power. They're the ones really calling the shots, many behind-the-scenes people. I think Obama now is kind of a key player.
Yes.
He was not when he was in office. Someone else was calling the shots for him, but I think he has come up to speed, as he's had a decade or more now, inside the global network that seeks global government. Still the influence of the Rockefeller Foundations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations and all these elitists, they are the ones pretty much always calling the shots most of the time. With Biden, it's just obvious because you realize he is not enough there to probably be doing this. But I think it's really been the case for decades where even the politicians that are mentally alert and they're getting a lot of direction from people that are far higher up in the global system than they are.
So it could be from out of the country then, Europe, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, etc.
Yes, and I think Klaus Schwab is really one of the top people as of being a strategist of implementing the Great Reset and implementing a way of accomplishing their goals. But there's many of them. Most of them are the behind-the-scenes people, but it's a lot of the super rich families. And of course, we know about the George Soroses and some of those. But there's many of those type people most like to remain anonymous and behind the scenes. That is who, if you study things the last 50 years, they're the ones, the Rockefellers probably were the most significant of really calling the shots of this is what is going on in the world.
I want to play a really troubling clip and have you comment on it. It's Tucker Carlson, Fox News. I play Tucker all the time. He analyzes things so dead right on. But he interviewed recently a restaurant owner from a communist country. She was from Poland. And because she went on his program, she ended up not only being arrested, but hauled away in ankle shackles, $35,000 fine. Apparently, defiance is her real crime. Again, she's from Poland. She came on Tucker's program a month ago and gave a warning. America, please don't make the mistake Poland made. Let me play this clip and we'll come back and talk about it.
A couple of nights ago, we spoke to a woman called Marlena Pavlos Hackney. She's a restaurant owner from Michigan. She came on the show to tell us how authorities in Michigan, the governor and the attorney general, were trying to send her to jail for running her business. And she warned us that Americans need to fight against authoritarianism like this, or the United States will come to resemble the country she fled decades ago, communist Poland.
We, the people, small business owners, like I told you, we have to fight. And I will fight for freedom for American people. And I encourage everyone, business owners, other people, stand up and fight for your freedom before it's going to be taken away.
We have an update for you tonight on that story, and it's a sad one. Marlena Pavlos Hackney is in jail. She was arrested very early this morning before 6 a.m. by police, taken away in ankle shackles and wrist cuffs. One of the few people in this country who gets up really early to go to work because she really cares, trying her very hardest, and they grabbed her and they sent her away for longer than people who commit gun crimes in Detroit get. We're told she will be in jail for 93 days unless she pays a $35,000 fine and the Michigan Board of Health deems it safe for her to be released. She's not going to pay. She shouldn't pay. Marlena's restaurant has also been ordered closed until the Michigan State Health Department decides it can open again. By the way, when this happened, the Attorney General of Michigan, who's completely out of control and utterly political, Dana Nessel, issued a press release bragging that she had been arrested like some dangerous felon had been pulled off the street. The county judge who did this, Rosemary Aquilina, defended the arrest, saying that Pavlos Hackney, quote, has put the community at risk. We're in the middle of a pandemic. By the way, they presented zero evidence that she had any role in the pandemic. None. No scientific evidence whatsoever. But they want you to know that defiance is the real crime. So people can come here from foreign countries, rush the border, sent out with no penalty whatsoever. Whether or not they have COVID doesn't matter. They're not even tested. They go right into your neighborhood. Nobody cares. But if you try your level best, your hardest to run a business and do the right thing, you go to jail. Marlena Pavlos Hackney. Remember the name. We wish her well. We hope she gets out soon.
Your thoughts, Curtis Bowers?
Yes, I saw that. I love that people that have already been there and done that with communism have the courage to say, no way. You throw me in jail if you want. I will not submit to your tyranny, especially in America, because you have no authority to do that. The fact that our government is saying what's essential and what's not, and of course the church is not, and they're saying, oh, this business can be open, the big Walmarts with 1,000 people in there at a time, but a little restaurant that has 20 people in their time, no, you cannot. It shows, again, clearly, this is all part of their agenda to destroy small business, which makes us poorer as a people. Small business provides over half of the jobs of all jobs in America. They want you working for big government or big business so they have control over you, because then they decide if you get a paycheck or not.
Talking to Curtis Bowers, learn more at agendaweekly.com. We carry the twin pack DVD set called Agenda. I'll say more about that as we go out of the program. Some new appointments, Curtis. They're really troubling. From the transgender who's in the Health and Human Services to, as you point out, Secretary of Interior Holland, who was pushed by members of the Communist Party USA. Her only qualification, apparently, she's a Native American. I guess that's all that matters. Talk to me about some other new appointments that you find very troubling.
The new head of diversity in the military is a gentleman that, if you go to his own Twitter account, you see he has pictures of President Trump and Adolf Hitler in the same position, holding up a book, acting like they're the exact same thing. He has radical Black Lives Matter stuff, and then a lot of vile stuff, where you go, this guy is not the military. We think of honorable men that are leaders and that they're doing what is right, and his job now is going to be just to make the military more diverse and more inclusive. It is going to destroy what is left of our wonderful military. That's another one. There's so many different positions that they're just putting people in. They're not even qualified at the most fundamental level for these positions. Their only qualification is that they have been radicals. They have been active on the left, working to grind America down. It's shocking.
You're right. It is. Are there other blatant communists that you see taking leadership roles?
There's a lot of different appointees, different people in his cabinet. If you study them individually, they have been involved in every radical cause movement. They went to radical schools. If you look where they graduated from, they're clearly eliminating anyone that even has a chance of being pro-American or traditional in any way, shape, or form. So it's going to really fundamentally change things, maybe not even immediately, but as you take all the positions of power and get leaders that are against us and what makes America great, then you're going to start reaping a whirlwind because of that.
I think we've seen some fundamental change in just 2-3 months. I think the shocking swiftness of this so far has thrown a lot of people.
It has. It's disturbing, and it's coming at us from so many different angles. We're looking at legislation, and we're looking at appointments, and we're looking at executive orders, and we're looking at, and it's like just overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
War. It is a war against us, period.
All of my audience right now is considered a domestic terrorist. I want to visit that in a moment or two as well here. But our election system, corrupted. Again, we've made reference to this earlier, H.R. 1, federal government now in charge of elections. Well, you got an honest federal government, but I don't know that we do right now. I think that's very, very troubling. And then the point you've already referenced, and that is Stalin's comment, it doesn't matter who casts the votes anyway, it only matters who counts the votes. How do you see that playing out in the future? Let's look, and we only have minutes to do that, 2022, 2024. How do you see that playing out, the one who's going to be counting the votes?
As of right now, it looks like if they're able to pass that, they'll be counting the votes and deciding how they're cast and who can cast them. And we've already seen by reading the bill that it takes off all the safeguards to making sure it is a citizen of the United States that is registered to vote that is voting. And that's the only person that should be able to vote. And they're removing all safeguards to make sure that you cannot know if that's the case or not. We know that, so then yet to look toward 2022 or 2020 is silly when you know, wait a minute, if we don't have a fundamental change here in correcting what happened in 2020, that's foolishness to even act like, oh, in 2 years we'll get them or whatever. We're not getting anybody if that's the case.
Curtis says that there are over 90 members of the House of Representatives tied to the Communist Party. I think what I want to do, Curtis, when we get back into my part two of our programming, I want to talk about that for a moment and how on earth that happened, whether or not we try to name them. That's not my goal here. But the fact that many on the left, are you saying that they would be members of the Communist Party or they just have leftist communist sympathy?
They have connections. They're not necessarily members, but they have connections through different groups that the Communist Party USA is in charge of or has started, and they're totally connected to those groups in a friendly manner. So you can see, wow, that's where they're getting their influence from. And it's quite incredible that it's gotten to that stage.
But the American people elected them. That's a little bit stunning. Is the general public electing those on the left totally out to lunch when they're in the voting booth?
Unfortunately, I think so many people are voting D or R.
I see. Okay.
They're not really checking who is this person.
Well, that's a staggering number when you say over 90 members of the House of Representatives are tied to the Communist Party. Again, the American people elect these folks. As Curtis has said, are our voters doing absolutely no investigation on who they're voting for, apparently? Or else half of America is corrupted with total leftist values and they're just fine with all of this. We're going to continue this discussion. I'm going to take my midpoint break. Another issue Curtis Bowers addresses in his Agenda Weekly is, how did the woke movement get into the church? I hope you know it's there and flourishing, and it's one of the most troubling things. We talk all the time about the rising apostasy in the church, and it's out of control these days. Some of it is from this woke movement. So we'll talk about that, and we've got a lot more things to talk about. What happened at Wheaton College recently? A little bit troubling if you don't know it. I'll probably apprise you here when we get back, so don't go away. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
We hope you'll stay in touch with us online through olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Write us through the mail at Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. In this age of fake news and false teaching, thank you for trusting Understanding the Times Radio and Olive Tree Ministries. If you have followed Olive Tree Ministries for any length of time, you know we remind you that the hour is late, but the church is soon to be taken up to meet the Lord in the air in what is known as the rapture of the church. Many will leave loved ones behind. We have two excellent products that address that concern. One is the new video by Prophecy Update titled After the Rapture, Left Behind. It is a short video that describes life after the rapture, including what happened and what those left behind can do to still enter the kingdom of God. The other product is a rapture kit on a flash drive for computer use. It contains hours of videos, books, a Bible, and much more. This is a wonderful tool to tap into now, but to be effective in the post-rapture world. All content is on a small flash drive. Find these products in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Or call our office Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. They are also featured in our print and e-newsletter. We don't want anyone to be left behind, but for those who are, these options are the very best, and we hope you'll consider them as the end time clock is now 1 minute to midnight.
The woke movement is just another social thing to make people feel good about themselves. If you can teach them and lie to them and tell them it's moral and it's good to not let people speak that disagree with what we say, then you can actually get do-gooders on your side that think they're standing for what is right while they're working to silence others.
The Bible said there were days coming that would be characterized by perilous times. We appreciate men like Curtis Bowers, who are watchmen on the wall and who help make sense of our times. Here are Jan Markell and Curtis Bowers to wrap up today's programming.
It's, as their own definition from John Brennan, to remind you who he is. I know you know he's the former CIA director under Obama, but he's also the man that admitted to having had been in the past a communist. He says, I'm not anymore, but I was in the past. He literally voted in 1980 for the Communist Party USA against Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter. And he was the head of the CIA under Obama. But he is now coming back into the limelight because Biden is pulling him back in, a guy that hates America. But here's what he said. Under Biden, the intelligence agencies are moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about the pro-Trump insurgency that harbors religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, and even libertarians. They're coming for everybody that is against them. They're going to have a new Patriot Act 2.0, probably called something different, but they are getting serious about finishing their 100-year agenda of taking America down. And all the people are being put in place, probably almost every member so far that's been put in to Biden's cabinet in key positions are CFR members, the Council on Foreign Relations, started by the Rockefellers with the purpose of instituting world government.
Welcome back. Hope you heard that. The goal is instituting world government. Well, you'd think the Bible might talk about that somewhere. In fact, a good deal of Revelation in the book of Daniel, particularly Revelation 13, talks about that one world system, global government. But I don't know if these major players in Washington and around the world, World Economic Forum, fully understand where this is ultimately heading. Here's what I want to do in the time that we have left. I kind of gave a tease going out of segment one, indicating that I want to talk a little bit about how did this woke movement get into the church? Not just the church. Some of you may know that Wheaton College, you've all heard of it, Christian school in Illinois. Recently, they removed a plaque commemorating the deaths of a group of martyred missionaries because the memorial used the word savage to describe the indigenous tribe who violently killed these missionaries. This would have been back in the 50s. College officials said that they will be commissioning a task force to review the language on the plaque, which honored James Elliott, Ed McCulley, two missionaries who were part of a group working to spread the gospel to indigenous peoples in Ecuador some decades ago now. This woke movement is absolutely blossoming in the church and Christian schools and other places similar to this. Spending the hour with Curtis Bowers, because I've learned so much about the agenda. We even carry his DVD, Twin Pack, Agenda, Grinding America Down, and Part 2 is Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. It's in our online store, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Give my office a call, get on our newsletter list. Curtis Bowers, speak into this situation here in the church, and more specifically, Wheaton College.
It's a key goal they've had. They've understood every radical leftist, especially communistic person that is atheistic in their worldview. They know the church is their number one enemy. So does Satan, who is their commander-in-chief. And so even whether you're looking at the goals they laid out in the 1950s, goal 27 by the Communist Party USA was infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion, discredit the Bible. They knew you got to get rid of the Bible, you've got to get rid of this gospel and turn it into a social religion. The woke movement is just another social thing to make people feel good about themselves. If you can teach them and lie to them and tell them it's moral and it's good to not let people speak that disagree with what we say, then you can actually get do-gooders on your side that think they're standing for what is right while they're working to silence others. So they've been getting into our seminaries since the 1930s. In their own writings, they said that became their main focus in the 30s is to get into the Christian seminaries across America. Wheaton College, my sister went there in 1980, 41 years ago. After being there a year, she called my dad and said, I can't go here anymore because we've been taught Bible. We've been taught truth. She goes, every class I'm in, whether it's even math and things like that, all the professor does the whole period is cut on how evil Ronald Reagan is.
Really?
in our family, of course, was for him. But whether you like him or not, the fact that the focus of a Christian college, and she said, and all the professors are not pro-life, they're pro-choice. She was really involved in the pro-life movement. She goes, we can't get any professors, hardly at all, to be involved with us in it. So that's 41 years ago. But what you brought up, the plaque being removed, this is so significant. Jim Elliot, and if you people don't know who he is, you need to read Through Gates of Splendor, an incredible story of his life. But they went down there to the Aka Indians in Ecuador because they'd heard no one had gone to try to reach them in 200 years. Why? Because the last people that had gone in to try to reach them, they had killed and eaten. He was going to reach the savages, as the plaque says. And guess what? Those people now, many of which are Christians, because Elizabeth Elliot went back in there and they stayed there to share the gospel with them. They would say, yes, we were savages until we met Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's crazy what is going on, but that's another sign of how those are the places. Wheaton, that's Billy Graham School. That's who's raising our Christian youth. That's why the woke movement is taking such a root in our country inside the church, because the seminary has been captured. The Christian colleges have been captured, where they're now focused on the do-gooder things that the world says is do-gooder, not what God says. And they've been sidetracked, which again is Marxist strategy. You always divert and sidetrack. But that's what's going on, and it's hard to believe.
One of the things that I know that comes out in your DVD agenda, Grinding America Down and Masters of Deceit, is that government must be God, and the fact that removing God and his influence from our culture is their number one goal. I'm just going to play a trailer to the agenda DVD that we carry. Again, it's a twin pack that we carry, so it's actually two productions in one package. This is just a 2-minute, 40-second trailer. And I think, folks, you get the idea that they are getting close to finishing America off.
This film will show that the brave new world they seek is nothing more than the failed policies and ideologies of the communism that enslaved over a third of the world's population during the 20th century. It will show that most people on the left aren't communist, just the useful idiots Lenin spoke of, being used to promote a socialist agenda, which is the first and necessary step toward communism.
I think this is one of the most serious threats to our country at the present time.
It will show they've done everything in their power to dumb down our children, undermine our families, rewrite our history, and promote obscenity and immorality everywhere that they can.
They look at what holds society together. They understand it, but they don't want that. They want change, and they will subvert and rot every good and decent thing we believe in, because they have a vision for a new society, and that must mean the replacement of the old society.
This film will show why the ideas that now dominate our educational system are focused on removing God and his influence from every part of our culture.
They try to say that the state itself is ultimate, that there's no law higher than the state, and if there's no law higher than the state, there's no appeal against it.
They're training them for the collective, and a collective mindset and a dependency mindset.
And it seems that they, again, want to have people be uneducated, so then they do become wards of the state. They're dependent on the government to provide everything for them.
History has proven beyond any doubt that the free enterprise that freedom produces provides more for anyone willing to work than any other system. So why would the left still be pushing their socialist agenda on us? I mean, it's really just microwave communism. There's only two possibilities. They're either ignorant or they're evil. From my investigation over the last 2 years into what has caused America's drastic decline, I'm sorry to say the left won't be able to use the ignorant card. They've left too much evidence of their agenda in their books, articles, and speeches. No, America has an enemy that is getting very close to accomplishing its plan of destroying the greatest country in all world history.
That was a trailer to the twin pack that we carry, Grinding America Down and Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. Find that in our online store. olivetreeviews.org or give my office a call or get on our newsletter list. Curtis, you have any videos in the future? I know you're doing Agenda Weekly, agendaweekly.com, but anything you're going to make by way of DVD?
I'd like to make an Agenda 3, the final chapter of what is happening today, because it is really all coming together. So yeah, Lord willing, if I can get enough time, I would love to do that.
In one of your Agenda Weeklies that I watched, I wouldn't miss these if you're trying to understand our times and what's happened to our country here. You are very hard on even the conservative media. Obviously, we know that the left is trying to eliminate some of the more conservative voices, Fox News, Newsmax, One American News, various conservative platforms online are being harmed. Seriously, I know WorldNet Daily being harmed by the left. Could give a whole lineup alphabetical. Online censorship is just horrific. Social media is horrific. You've got the YouTube censoring, those kinds of things going on. And you recommend a number of things. Epoch Times is very good. New American Magazine, Agenda Weekly, and some other things. But you are critical even of the Sean Hannitys and the Glenn Becks. Why?
Yes, and they have some good stuff. The thing I've noticed just over my life watching things happen is too many times the people that are put up there to talk for us, like a Sean Hannity, nice guy, I know he loves America, but he doesn't seem to have an understanding of history to know what the battle we're in is all about and what we're standing for. And I think sometimes we're prone, if we just watch those shows, to think Republicans are the solution to the problem. And it's just us versus the Democrats, and that's the battle we're in. And that's not the battle we're in. We're in the battle for truth. That is all we are about. Waving your flag back and forth, that's not patriotic or patriotism. Standing for truth, that's patriotic, because truth is what allows America to exist. Truth is what has made it be the most blessed and wonderful country in the history of the world. And so we have to pull things out and then see the enemy for who they are. It's not the Democratic Party per se. It's the Marxists that are behind that and the philosophies being taught in the schools. And a lot of times, so many of those guys that are nice, they keep us sidetracked on just flag waving and then vote for the Republican type of thing, and that's not the solution to our problem.
In a sentence, what is the solution to the problem?
Is to understand the times.
All right.
Understand the Bible, understand truth, understand America. How do we know when someone truly is patriotic or not? We won't know that if we don't know what America was founded on to make it who she is. If we don't know that, then we can be misled into thinking, oh, the woke movement is pro-American. So it's understanding what we're defending. We're defending truth. So the Bible has to be your bedrock there. But then it's looking, what biblical principles made America this country that God blessed so tremendously? And you realize anyone going against those principles, I don't care if they have the best heart in the world, they're an enemy of our country. And so I need to expose them, try to educate them. But if they're blind and they're deaf and they're dumb and they will not listen, then I have to say, hey, do not listen to that person. They do not understand the times. Just understanding truth and understanding that's what America's greatness was. That's the only thing that made America great. Right. It is a country that tried to do things God's way.
Right.
And God said, okay, I've been waiting for that. And then he blessed us for that. So as we continue to turn, we're in trouble because we will lose his hand of blessing as we are, because he's not going to put up with us teaching our children there is no God, and if it feels good, do it.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line Curtis Bowers. You can learn more at agendaweekly.com, and you can get his weekly online video for just $5 a month. Well worth it. And we carry the DVD twin pack, and that's in my online store. I want to go back to the church for a minute here, Curtis, because I moved away from it too quickly. If a listener is sitting there wondering, well, I wonder if this woke movement has hit my church, and I get the emails and they say, my church was solid as a rock, and then one Sunday, my pastor started, everything was about race. I think what we need to outline here is, how could my listener determine if, in fact, the woke movement has hit their church? I just said race. I think that would be one thing that would suddenly be the new focus. What else could they look for?
They could look for if the pastor is scared to speak from all of God's book, from Genesis to Revelation. When you have a pastor that won't address homosexuality, won't address divorce, won't address abortion, won't address all the things that make the Bible relevant for today, then you realize he has been influenced to be preaching to please man instead of God. So you realize he might be the nicest man in the world, But he is not a minister of God. He's a minister of men. It's just discerning. Are they really sharing the gospel? And in the right way, where you're talking about sin and hell and salvation through Christ alone, through his death, burial, and resurrection, and faith in him. Are they really presenting the gospel? Is that a part of what the church is doing? If it's not, it's not a healthy church. Because that's what we're here to do, is be the salt and the light and to stand up for the issues of the day. That's what happened in Nazi Germany. The church has all kind of capitulated. So yes. They stopped standing for life and for the Jewish people. So then we saw what happened. The church is meant to be here in this battle. I'll tell you, this, here's another good sign. If your church isn't under attack, it's probably not a good one. Because it's Satan and this world that hates truth and hates God, they're going to be coming against your pastor and your church in some way if you're really standing for God. Lovingly, of course. I'm not saying being rude and nasty. The truth is what pierces them through. The Bible is what pierces the conscience and the heart, but we have to be speaking that because that's the most loving thing we can do. So that's how to really have a loving church, is a church that stands for the truth, and the pastor is shepherding the fathers, so they will shepherd their families, and then all of the sheep will go out into the world and spread the good news.
I want to spend just a minute or two, and if we need to spend a few extra minutes on it, that's fine. And some of my audience will not even be aware of this. I'm not saying that critically. It's just you have to be visiting certain places heavily online to even know it exists. And that's this QAnon movement. QAnon is supposedly some online insider. Some felt he was an ultimate insider in the Trump administration. Some within the QAnon movement, and they still exist, insist that former President Trump is going to be back in office any day. And some have it pinned down to something's going to happen. He's going to be back in office by August. It's a very real movement, and many conservatives and many Christians have been sucked into this movement. It's somewhat conspiratorial, obviously. Please talk to me about it and talk to my audience about it, because I'm troubled that very good people are being lured into this. Obviously, it's conspiratorial, and I think you think that it could be rooted in some form of leftism. Talk to me, please.
Well, I remember when I first heard about it, 2016 or 2017, and started talking about things, and then we all kind of hope that there really is a plan behind the scenes and that there really is someone that's finally going to seek out and do justice
and
cause these people to go to jail. So it's very appealing to us, which is understandable. Like anything else, even like the Bible talks about prophets, when they tell you these things and they tell you these things and they don't ever come to pass, you realize, wait a minute, that's a false prophet. That's not someone that really did have this inside scoop. He was just telling a narrative that sounded very appealing and very hopeful, and so we grabbed a hold of it, but we realized he didn't have any inside information. The Simon Parks and different ones
Parks.
I realize now, and I listened to several of their things because I thought, okay, I'm open to hear anybody. But then I realized, no, nothing is happening like they said, and they keep dragging it out. But then as I studied a little more of the Bolshevik Revolution, I realized back in 1921, the Bolsheviks, which were the communists that took over Russia and started the Soviet Union, they had a propaganda line that they would push as if it wasn't from them, it was from opposition to them, to the people they were trying to take over. Their saying was, trust the plan. And they would push that out there as if someone's secret was saying that, so the people wouldn't resist them because, no, no, trust the plan. It's going to be okay. They're not going to take you over. I realized that's all this is. Trust the plan. A lot of people would ask, well, why do they do that? Well, because when you're trusting the plan and you think something's going to happen, you're very prone not to do anything at all because you think they're getting ready to do this great thing and arrest people, throw them into jail that have been doing bad things. And so you're just sitting there. It's just biding your time and not actively standing against them. So it's a great way to silence opposition. And I believe that's all this has been. Trump is not coming back into office, maybe in 2024 if God worked that out somehow. But if you believe the plan, you're not going to be fighting against H.R. 1 and H.R. 5 and standing for the truth and educating others because you think, oh, no, any day now, this is going to happen. So that's why we have to be careful as we discern the times. That's what I truly believe about that movement. It was probably either the KGB or the CIA.
KGB or CIA.
That's what I would guess. KGB is famous for disinformation to just get control of things. But the CIA, as we know now, has almost the same agenda as they've turned their back trying to attack our president the last 4 years. And as they've done everything to protect those who have done evil and to come against those who are doing what is right, they're an enemy of our country too. It was probably one of those organizations.
Well, again, folks, if you're part of this, just give it some thought here, what Curtis is saying. Basically, you think that the QAnon movement then is rooted in some form of leftism.
Yes, I believe it's a deception. Again, if I'm wrong and something happens in the future, I'll be the first to say I was wrong. They've been telling us very specific things for years now, and none of it has happened. They keep coming up with a new story as soon as their thing doesn't happen. Oh, January 20th, Trump's going to be put in there, and that doesn't happen, and then they come up with a new story.
Right.
And so it's people that didn't really have an insight to anything. Because they said this is going to happen with the military or that's going to happen, and none of it ever did. Once someone has proven to be a false prophet, you have to be very careful in listening to them.
I agree. Let's just say a word here about the event that happened January 6th, because it's made all of us on the right domestic terrorists. 75 million Trump voters now are dangerous. Folks on the left look right past what happened last summer to 37 cities, including my hometown, Minneapolis, Minnesota. What happened at the Capitol was, according to them, on the left, the most evil act in our entire history, even though very few people were actually involved in some of the destruction. You say this is what communists do, and they define your enemy as criminals. Well, you're right, because all of us are now criminals because of that very tragic event of January 6th at the Capitol.
That's right. And if you look at the event, there was definitely some things that happened that weren't good. I was there. I'm telling you, there was a million people there, and we were all there for only one reason.
Yes.
To hear our president talk and support him by our presence being there. We know now from the timeline that the stuff that was bad was happening at the Capitol 20 minutes before he was done speaking. Which means they
That's
have to
right.
have left where he was speaking 20 minutes before that, because it's a long walk down there. And so you go, wait a minute, if the only reason you came to D.C. is to hear the president talk, and that's true, that's why all of us were there. We were excited to be there and to encourage him by saying, hey, we're behind you. So no one that went there for the right reason of supporting their president and hearing him speak would have left early or left before he even started talking. When you've come all the way across the country, you've waited. I've stood in one spot for 6 hours waiting with my family. That's what we were there for. So it started before that. The party line now has been turned because you see some of the videos of, yes, there were some radicals there. I have home videos on my phone I took of whole Antifa brigades walking past us. I mean, we were filming them on our iPhones going, look at these people there. They're all dressed in black and they're doing their stuff. It had been infiltrated, clearly. That doesn't get enough credit. But even with all that happened, here's the reality now that it's been investigated. It wasn't an armed insurrection, like they said. The FBI said there was no weapons. It's an armed insurrection. No, it wasn't. It means it wasn't even insurrection, because you would not ever do an insurrection not being armed. No, it's people getting hyped up, some good people with some bad people, which is very common in a crowd. But that wasn't the fact. Then they said 5 people were killed. Well, now we know that's not true. One person was killed. It was a 14-year Air Force veteran lady who was unarmed and shot by a private security person, by one of the senators. He just randomly shot out the window. You don't shoot out the window when there's lots of people in a building. That's crazy. And killed her. She was a Trump supporter. So our side didn't kill anybody. And like you said, of the million people there, a couple hundred went inside. So you're talking about 0.001% of the people. Even when we were there, we didn't know anything was going on inside the building. But as we walked down there, I told my sons, I go, something's going on, because there was no security. I've been to the Capitol 20 times in my life, at least, and there's always such tight security. Even when they're not in session, it's tight security. Well, today they had the House, the Senate, and the Vice President of the United States, and there's no security. It was clearly a setup. I told my boys that before we knew anything bad had ever happened outside. I go, something's going on here.
Okay.
This is not normal. And they were making us walk by the building. Normally, you're not allowed on the grass. You have to walk around on the sidewalks. But they had those blocked where you had to walk on the grass next to the building. And I said, this is weird. And I remember commenting to my sons right as we were going, I don't know what they're doing. And then later we heard what happened. We go, oh, that was a setup. It was a clear setup. No security. They're forcing people close to the building. So they're more prone to get excited and start climbing up. And then the doors, people could walk in if they wanted to.
Yes.
There's so much of it is a total lie from what we've been told. But our side, even half the Republicans are still talking the party line. It was an armed insurrection and 5 people were killed, and it's not true.
Folks, you can keep up to date on things like this that are happening to help you understand the times Contend for the Faith and Become a Watchman on the Wall at agendaweekly.com. I've spent the hour with Curtis Bowers, and we carry the Agenda Twin Pack, Grinding America Down, and Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. It's in my store. Give my office a call. Sadly, I am just out of time. I could spend hours talking on air here with Curtis. I'm just going to go out of the program here. I'm going to cite a couple of Bible verses. You've heard me do it before. By the way, Curtis, thank you for all you do. It's deeply appreciated by those who love our country, and 99.9%, if not 100% of my audience loves our country so much. Appreciates what you do and revealing the truth as you do. Let me go out here with a couple of verses. One is from the Psalms. I like to use it. I trust in you, O Lord. Our times are in your hands. And the other is from Isaiah 33, where it states that only God is the stability of our times, and we have perfect government coming. The government will be upon his shoulders, that is, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. I say, bring it on any day. I want to thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Jesus Redeemer, mighty to save.
If you can't be by a radio for Understanding the Times Radio, remember all programming is posted to our website in both its audio and video format. Just visit olivetreeviews.org and go to our radio category. We welcome friendly feedback at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Get our mail when you write to Jan Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. God wants us to trust Him even in times of distress and uncertainty, and to be assured that everything is falling into place.